With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. A 23-year-old Arizona woman who spent a week lost in a Montana wilderness area with her dog thanked her rescuers today. Flathead County Sheriff Chuck Curry.
Other than being really tired and really hungry, she was in good health.
Madeline Connolly and her dog Mogi planned a day hike in the Great Bear Wilderness on May 4th. Connolly said she realized they didn't have any water and stopped at a swimming hole. When they got back up, they took a wrong turn. After an extensive search, Connolly was found this morning in a heavily wooded area. Two Bear Air Rescue flew her out, although she had offered to hike out, they said.
She's in really good spirits and really happy to be done with her adventure.
She was reunited with her parents at Glacier National Park headquarters. Montana's Democratic U.S. House candidate has ties to a rental property not listed on state tax rolls. Rob Quist acknowledged his family remodeled an old barn on the family property near Kalispell into an event center with three apartments in the 1990s. He denied renting out the units and said his son lives there. However, the Billings Gazette obtained advertising and lease contracts that indicate otherwise. The Quists have advertised an apartment on Kalispell Craigslist, indicating it is part of a renovated 100-year-old barn. The newspaper identified three people who have rented from Quist in recent years. None wanted to be listed by name, but one provided a lease from 2015 and 16 that called for monthly rent of $950 to be paid to Quist's wife, Bonnie. State property tax records indicate the barn is not being taxed as living quarters. Montana's senior U.S. senator is calling for a special investigator to look into collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. Edward O'Brien reports.
Democrat John Tester says several important issues are on his radar heading into his 2018 reelection campaign, jobs and veterans care among them.
But I will tell you right now, from a policy standpoint, it's Comey, it's health care.
Tester is referring to ex-FBI Director James Comey, who was fired by President Trump Tuesday. Tester says there are a lot of important questions that must be answered.
You know, there may be nothing to this, but if there is, we got to hold people accountable and move forward. And I pushed hard for an independent investigator on this, and I think it's time. And I think it's important for the country. I think it's important for the democracy.
Tester's thoughts on the Comey firing are in stark contrast to those of Montana's Republican Senator Steve Daines. In a press release issued Tuesday evening, Daines said, quote, "Director Comey has lost the confidence and respect of both sides of the aisle, including the organization he was charged with leading. I look forward to new leadership that will regain public trust and restore integrity to the FBI," close quote. The Associated Press reports U.S. Justice Department officials have interviewed four veteran law enforcement and intelligence officials for the role of interim FBI director. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
The number of human trafficking cases in Montana doubled in 2016 from the previous year, according to data from the Department of Justice. Law enforcement said the issue of human trafficking is closely tied to prostitution, which is also growing in the state and in the Flathead Valley. The Flathead Beacon reports that in April, seven men were cited for solicitation of prostitution after local law enforcement conducted a two-day sting operation. Sheriff Chuck Curry said, quote, "Prostitution is more common here than people realize, mostly because it's not a visible issue," unquote. By going after customers, Curry said law enforcement hopes to reduce the demand.
I'm Nate Hedgie. Classes at C.R. Anderson Middle School in Helena will resume tomorrow after a fire caused at least $250,000 in damage. The fire started at about 3 p.m. Monday. No students were there because it was an early release day and staff members were evacuated safely. Superintendent Jack Copps says much of the water damage was in the cafeteria and gymnasium. Classes were canceled on Tuesday, and after initial plans to reopen today, school officials said they needed to test for lead and asbestos. The results confirmed the school was safe, and all activities scheduled for tomorrow will still take place. Newly released data says glaciers in Montana's Glacier National Park have shrunk by as much as 85% since the 1960s, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. As Nikki Willett reports, some are now so small that they've lost the characteristics that make them glaciers.
All of the park's 37 named glaciers are smaller than they were 50 years ago, on average 39% smaller. This doesn't surprise Dan Fagry, a research ecologist with the USGS.
It's continuing the trend of retreating.
Fagry says the shrinkage in Montana mirrors what's happening to glaciers and ice sheets around the world as the climate warms. but that warming is happening faster in western Montana, where temperatures have increased at a rate almost double the global average.
We aren't any different. It's just that it's a little bit more extreme here because of the small sizes of our glaciers.
Scientists from the USGS and Portland State University used digital maps from aerial photography and satellites to measure the perimeter of glaciers and compare them over time. They found that some of the park's namesake ice rivers have decreased drastically in the last half century. For example, Boulder Glacier is 85% smaller than it was in 1966. It's so small now that it's no longer considered an active glacier. There are 10 more like it. But others are hanging on.
Well, a classic example is one called Weasel Collar.
Weasel Collar Glacier has lost just 10% of its ice since 1966.
And it's tucked in this little rocky trough. And so it's extremely well protected, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's one of the last glaciers to disappear in Glacier National Park.
Fagri says Glacier National Park will likely lose its last glacier within his lifetime. Links to the new data, along with comparative photos of the glacier's retreat, are on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.
If you're hearing this, we want to hear from you. Whether you listen to MTPR on your radio, via podcast, or the NPR One app, your feedback can help shape the future of public media technology. Head to our website at mtpr.org to take the Public Radio Tech Survey and help us understand how you want to connect. Thanks for tuning in.